We are here today with National Board Certified Teacher Jessica Nguyen at Youngblood Intermediate, and she's going to tell us about how do you become a National Board Certified Teacher. But first, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
This is my ninth year of teaching at Youngblood Intermediate. I've spent some years here at Youngblood, and then I went to an elementary school for 2 years, and then I came back to Youngblood. I actually grew up in the district. I'm from A-Leaf. I attended Youngblood Intermediate in fifth grade, and my teachers are actually still here. So they are now my colleagues. Ms. Gillis was my fifth grade science teacher, and she is now working alongside with me.
So I'm just trying to make sure I understand. Somebody that used to tell you what to do when you were growing up as a young child in the district here at A-Leaf is now your colleague.
Correct.
Wow. Does she still tell you what to do?
No.
Okay. All right. So tell us about what led you to pursue a national board certification.
Really, the money was very attractive. But in addition to that, it was really knowing that I wanted to be the best teacher for my students. I wanted to give my best in the classroom. And in order to do that, I needed to grow as a teacher. And with the National Board Certification, that has really helped me grow professionally. And it was a very eye-opening and reflective process.
Okay. So I'm going to pry just a little bit because you said the money. So when you say money, how much money? And can you give us a little more details on the money?
Yeah, so it depends. It varies by campus. For Youngblood, it ranges from $5,000 to $6,000. It is contingent on the demographics. So I'm looking at about somewhere close to about $5,800.
$5,800 a year or a month, or how often do you get it?
$5,800 a year. Okay. It's going to be given in one lump sum. I get it for up to 5 years.
Okay.
But I have to. My certification is good for 5 years, and then after the fifth year, I have to maintain the certification. And if I do, then I can continue receiving the stipend.
Additional money? Okay. So I know that there's a commitment, right, to becoming a National Board Certified Teacher. Can you tell us about what all did you have to do to become a National Board Certified Teacher?
So in order to become certified, it's a assessment process. In which you have to show mastery of the content knowledge, in addition to how you might use your knowledge of student in order to drive your instruction. You have to show and justify the decisions you make as a teacher and how you differentiate to meet the needs of all your learners in the classroom. So that in itself is assessed through a written commentary of about 12 pages. In addition to that, you submit two video submissions, about 15 minutes each, to show your learning environment and how you create a fair, equitable, and challenging environment for your students. In addition to that, the last component is how you collaborate with the community, with parents in school, in order to meet one of the needs of the student. And it can be an emotional need and how that might have had a direct academic impact.
Okay.
So it's professional growth.
So I understand this process was designed by teachers to, like you said, help you grow. But on top of that, you get to earn extra money. Is there a particular designation that you'll have after doing all the stuff that you just described?
My designation would be the recognized level. And that would be in addition to the TIA money that you could also see. So we can get the national board recognized, and then in addition to that, you get the TIA evaluation designation as well. So you can get the $5,800 plus another $5,800 once I get my evaluation back from TIA.
What? So it's not two separate amounts, or
is it?
It's two separate amounts.
It is two separate amounts.
So for national board certification, you earn how much?
I get $5,800.
And then with TIA, you earn how much?
$5,800 for the recognized level.
And that's in addition to your regular salary?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So there's an opportunity for teachers to earn more money and improve their practice by becoming nationally board certified.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So would you encourage teachers to look at this? Or?
Oh, yes. I'm a big advocate for it. It is one of the best professional development that I've attended. And it's really not a professional development in the sense that we're used to. It's a certification, but by doing it, you go through a very reflective process that helps you analyze where your weaknesses are as a teacher. And in doing so, you become a much more effective teacher in the classroom. So essentially, I'm getting further with student growth with what I'm doing in the classroom without burning my energy so fast.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And the energy that you're burning is supported with additional compensation.
Correct. Correct. Wow. So that's the motivation there.
Wow. Yeah. So on another topic, you've been here in A-Leaf. You've been at Youngblood. You said you also went down and taught at elementary school. Which elementary school did you go to?
Outley.
Okay. So what's been your favorite part of teaching here and being here at A-Leaf?
The diversity. The diversity in the staff, the diversity in the students. You don't really see that anywhere else, and the professional development that the district offers, it's very cutting edge. It has really equipped me as a teacher, and for that reason, I love it in A-Leaf.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're embracing the diversity, you're embracing the professional development, and you're also embracing the extra money that you get as a nationally board certified instructor.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sitting with me today.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.